Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This is going to be the easiest five reasons I hate you to put together of all time on Friday.
That makes it more difficult, though. If you've got multiple reasons to hate the Warriors, it's actually tougher because you gotta pare it down. You know, you got 29 right. reasons to hate the Warriors.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the hardest five reasons I hate you.
Well, it'll be the hardest to come up with the top five, but we'll be able to mention all of them for sure if we want to at some point, or we could just do it twice. You know what I mean? Like, here's the first five, here's the second five. Because I'm watching those guys last night, I'm like, oh yeah, 2 weeks worth of Draymond in our lives. 2 weeks worth of Steph in our lives. 2 weeks worth of Steve Kerr. I'm putting the segment together as we speak. That little
Steve Kerr whining about every little thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That little Pazimski guy with the curly hair that somehow is a starter for an NBA team. Oh, God.
This is this will be the most fun we've had since we canceled Steph Curry's wife's restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. Killed it in the crib. Which, bad Yelp reviews before they even opened.
Which still exists in California, because when Steph got into it with Ime Udoka in the game a couple weeks ago, what was the name of the restaurant? Like something smoke.
Smoke something.
Yeah, something smoke.
International Smoke.
International Smoke.
It sounds like a hookah place. Yeah.
It does. It sounds more like a hookah than a barbecue place. But when Steph was asked after that game where the Rockets destroyed the Warriors a couple weeks ago, hey, what were you and Ime Udoka, sniping at each other about? And Steph was like, oh, he canceled a reservation to International Smoke. Funny guy.
She thought she was going to be able to come in here and carpetbag her way to restaurant success in Houston.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. Yep. And I blame Steph Curry for not advising her against it.
I do too, man. Yeah, yeah. Get in her ear, man. Fix that. Well, Houston fixed it. So the Rockets play Sunday against the Warriors in Game 1. The schedule for this series lays out very nicely for Houston sports fans. Here's why. They play Game 1 on Sunday, they play Game 2 on Wednesday, and then Game 3 is on Saturday. So the first 2 days of the draft, there is no Rockets going on in the backdrop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we've talked about all season long, especially, is that, man, this is a Rockets team that when it's playing its best version of basketball, they need energy, they need tenacity, they need to be creating turnovers and playing in the transition, and above all else, they're just a spectacularly good rebounding team that you need energy to do that. And they get 2 nights rest after all these first several games and at home for the first two. That bodes well for getting the best version of the Rockets.
I don't know, man. I think I'd rather have Steph and Jimmy Butler, Tool, and Draymond, the old heads, have to play a little tighter of a sear, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I know that's enticing. Yeah, that's enticing. But remember,
talk this, me out of it, Seth.
Sometimes you get to I thought about this every time this year when even Udoka himself would cite the back-to-back road games as being kind of tough to work through. It's the tendency of guys our age is to think, oh, they're young, they can run all day. But I always get these flashbacks to high school football when football coaches would say that. Like, you guys shouldn't be tired. And you're like, you stupid old fat cigar-smoking piece of crap. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm going to class all day long.
Yes.
And I actually pay attention, unlike you and your crap social studies teaching. And then I got to go to practice. And then I got to go do chores at the farm. So it's not so simple that, oh, youth will take care of them. Because the one thing that the older veteran players learn how to do is exactly how to pace themselves, when to put out, how to rest and recover. The young guys, it's not always so simple.
Just picturing Alperen Şengün yelling at somebody that has to go work on the farm after the game. I got to go work on the farm. I got to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr is a pimple that needs popping, just saying. That's the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
Oh, yeah, and it would feel so good. It would be one of those things. This should be disgusting, but I'm enjoying watching his brains ooze out his ears.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Look, text in 713-572-4610 if you're up early with us. What's your emotion level on this thing? Man, watching that game last night, and I thought it was early on. I'm like, all right, well, it's going to be the Warriors. We can go to bed, and this, you're going to get a good version of the Warriors. And they just let the Grizzlies kind of creep back in. My big takeaway from that game is the Rockets are a cut above both of these teams that were playing last night. Like the Rockets, and I think the Warriors, I have to check. If I had to guess, I would think the Warriors are going to be favored in this series. I mean,
they were beforehand.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, they're 14-1 to win the title, and the Rockets are 45-1 to win the title. So they're going to be favored in this series.
But the predicted odds were that the Warriors were going to be a favorite. Golden State, a heavy favorite.
Yeah, a heavy favorite.
Yeah, so that's what the headline says.
Okay.
Warriors minus 250.
Against the – wow.
Yeah.
That is a heavy favorite, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is disrespect right there. And I'm not even being funny about it in the way you and I use the word disrespect. I mean, the Rockets are the two seed, and if people have been watching them, they're not a phony two seed.
No, they're not a phony two seed. But again, the matchup matters, and since Jimmy Butler came onto the Warriors have been one of the best defensive teams in the NBA.
Sure.
So there's a little bit of a strength versus strength dynamic. If you just look at it from 35,000 feet, all right, the Warriors are a really good defensive team. The Rockets are a good defensive team.
Yeah.
When they're at their best, they're very, very good.
Yeah.
And yet the Warriors just simply have more scoring ability.
Well, with those two guys, I mean, the rest of the lineup is, I mean, look at the box score last night. Like, who the hell are these guys? Other than Steph had 37 and Jimmy Butler had 38. Like, that's, I think, and against the Rockets, I think that's who they are. And I agree with everything you just said, but minus 250 for the team that doesn't have the home court advantage. You know what? That's disrespect. That's disrespect. You talk about people getting out early to Toyota Center. That's disrespect to you, the Rocket fan. Like, the odds makers are completely ignoring home court advantage. And maybe it's because the odds makers are only watching the first 15 minutes of Rockets games when people aren't in their seats yet. But minus 250 for what I think top to bottom is the less talented team. I think the Rockets are the more talented basketball team, and I don't think that's even a debate, like top to bottom. I mean, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are future Hall of Famers, no doubt about that. But
you know, like, and you're exactly right. I shouldn't have said scoring. I should have said shooting or shooters.
Yeah.
I guess that's the big difference. But I think that you're right. The name brand appeal is probably having the public drive that line a lot.
Yeah.
I think the handicap, that's interesting. I bet the line comes down. I think the handicap has anticipated the public sentiment and that it's going to get driven down by the sharps.
Dude, if it's minus 250, and I'll go look during the break and see what it, because since that article, it might have come down. Like, if there's sharps that look at the Rockets, they're going to, I mean, if it's minus 250, and by the way, for those who don't speak fluent gambling, that means you got to risk 250 to win 100. That means the Rockets are probably plus 200 coming back, 2-1. 2-1 on the two, if you can get 2-1 on the.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two seed who has the home court advantage, who just beat these guys 2 weeks ago like a drum in a game where the Warriors were trying because they wanted to stay out of the situation they were in last night, the play-in game. You look like you're about to say something.
I was just looking at the various. For game one, it's Rockets minus one.
Okay, so that makes sense. I mean, so the home games for the Rockets.
For the series, it was the so I don't know. That line that I was looking at was from 8 hours ago.
Okay.
So. Yeah, the original one.
So the home games are all going to be coin flips in the eyes of the odds makers. And when it goes back to Golden State, the Warriors will be favored by 4 or 5 points, probably, whatever it is. Amen Thompson, speaking of favorites, Amen Thompson, not even on the board to win Defensive Player of the Year. But he's getting some love from people who I think are in the voting constituency, or at least are influential voices in the basketball community. Here's Kevin O'Connor. I believe of The Ringer, if I'm not mistaken, saying that Amen Thompson will get his Hall of Fame or his Defensive Player of the Year vote.
I'm picking Amen Thompson for Defensive Player of the Year. I'm doing it, man. On shots less than 6 feet from the basket, opponents shoot 9.7% worse when Amen Thompson is defending. Less than 10 feet, 9.5% worse. Greater than 15 feet, they shoot 5.5% worse, and that's because the dude is near the top of the league in block jumpers, altered shots. We've seen what he can do. Blocking SGA, contesting Stephen Curry on the half court. 94th percentile on matchup difficulty, according to B-Ball Index. He always defends the opponent's best player. He's defending guards, Ja Morant, Donovan Mitchell, SGA, Curry. Bigger wings, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James. He's even defended guys like Evan Mobley and Naz Reid, bigs. And he does it at an elite level.
All of those things. Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo, by the way. Used to be with The Ringer. He's with Yahoo now. All of those things. John Hollinger with The Athletic, who used to be in the front office for Memphis, used to write for ESPN for a long time. Same thing with him. Like, there's some pretty influential voices saying, oh, man, could win Defensive Player of the Year. And he's so unique in that he's not just a guy who gets by with athleticism. He's super smart. He can cover point guards. He can cover bigs. He's a shot blocker. He's a guy who gets his hands in the passing lanes. He's the most valuable Rocket. I heard Clint and Ron having a debate yesterday. It was a good discussion on The Drive yesterday. And they were discussing who's actually the best player on the Rockets right now. And their discussion centered around Şengün and Jalen Green. And meanwhile, while I'm on my walk listening to them, I'm like waving. I'm like, no, their best player is Amen Thompson on this team. I think if you were dispersing the Rockets, if they were going away and the league got to draft their players, I think Amen Thompson would be the first pick out of the Rocket players. Based on his elite defensively and still good off, like has some tools offensively with a whole lot of room for growth.
Yeah, no, and the thing that makes him unique as a defender is that he can do it out on the perimeter and at the rim. He's like, when you look at the the rim defense, like it's him and a bunch of centers by and large.
Yep.
But then he can go out on the perimeter and do a whole bunch of stuff that big men can't do. So there's a versatility there that just opens things wide open for them and how they can defend. And it's unique. It's really good to have. It's one of the things that make the Rockets more unique and better than all of the traditional stuff that people look at. And that's where they look at, when you look at, hey, what does a team that does well in the playoffs look like? There's a certain template of different things that work, and the Rockets ain't that.
Yeah.
So people don't give it as much credit as they should because they don't know what to make of it.
Well, it's like
when you see a woman that you're like, I think she's really pretty, but not in a conventional way.
There's something about her.
Her eyes are really wide apart.
Yes.
But it's kind of, I'm into it. Yeah,
There's something about her.
Yeah.
Well, what it does, at least in the short term in the playoffs, like watching the game last night, I'm going, okay, well, I can't wait to watch Amen Thompson versus Ja Morant for 7 games. You know, in this series, I can't wait to watch Amen Thompson smother Steph Curry. You know, if they get through this series, it's going to be, okay, how does Amen Thompson get used against the Lakers with LeBron and Luka? Like, how does that get deployed? You know, or if Minnesota beats the Lakers, you know, Amen Thompson against Anthony Edwards for 7 games. Like, that's really, really fun. A lot of people weighing in on the text page. Chef Curry, McFlurry, Nick Fury, Rockets in 5. I don't even know what that means, but I'll take Rockets in 5. Hate the Warriors, but hate the West Coast games even more. Yeah, you got to get your sleep this next week or so, people. You just got to rest up.
It feels like we're entering the AL West all over again.
It does.
Like, oh, crap. Yeah. I got to chill. Okay, I guess I got to get ready to stay up really, really late for some of this.
Are we playing the Mariners in the first round of the playoffs? Yeah. Fat Kendrick Perkins has the Warriors in this series. That's a text. That's not me, Perk. I didn't just call you fat. That's my request to Rocket fans listening right now. Find me the national people that are picking the Rockets in this series. You won't find any. I was listening on the way in to the show before ours on CBS Sports Radio, and of course they're all over the Warriors. You know, the Rockets are completely getting ignored. The Rockets are viewed by the nation as a phony 2 seed right now.
Yeah.
I think that's that if there's a narrative around this series that we're the biggest disconnect in this series. We're going to talk to Vanessa Richardson at 9 o'clock today. She's going to join us. So we'll talk some Rockets at 9 o'clock with Vanessa. That to me is the biggest disconnect in this series from local to national is the Rockets, I think, are getting completely disrespected by national pundits.
Well, and the whole thing is, too, that America, if they know what's good for them, should A, hate the Warriors already, and B, Jimmy Butler did exactly the James Harden technique of quiet quitting on the job and just flat out.
Miami, you're talking about.
Yeah. No, in Miami, he quiet quit and forced his way out. And now all of a sudden, it's playoff Jimmy. Yeah. Ooh, watch out. Watch out for Jimmy. He's going to come get you. You should despise that.
Mm-hmm.
He's everything that you don't want in the NBA. He's a perpetual free agent. Oh, and now he's everything you want in a basketball player because he got his way, and now he's in with the Warriors. Yes.
You're right. You're right about our 5 reasons for this Friday. It's going to be, it's going to be a lot of reasons, man. Someone says, feels a lot like the Texans versus the Chargers. I get what you're saying. Okay. I mean, the Chargers are obviously not the Warriors of the NFL, but I get what you're saying, which is, okay, the Texans were a decent team in the regular season. The Chargers were not a great team. Why are the Chargers favored on the Chargers, a team who's never done anything in the postseason?
Yeah.
Why are they favored against the Texans? And I hope
in
the
Houston.
Outcome is in Houston. Yes.
Yeah. That was weird, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That was, I'll give you this. That was more weird to me than this. Than the Warriors being favored. I understand the Warriors being favored based on narrative and experience and all that. I disagree with it, and I think minus 250 is absurd as far as being a favorite.
Well, you know what, though? Much like that game, much like this Rockets team, I think what people underestimated was the Texans' defense at home and how good they'd been and how they'd they'd made so many good quarterbacks shrivel up into a shell of themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with Justin Herbert. They turned him into a raisin.
Yep.
He's a playoff raisin.
He is.
Exactly like what you would have expected.
He's a shrivelly prune, yes.
The Rockets have a whole bunch of grapes out there.
That's right.
Big, gigantic grapes dangling between their legs.
That's
all right,
man.
Come on in, you SOBs, you pretenders, you old men, you worthless frauds.
Sets of grapes is what they are. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros. We'll get to the Rockets as well again in headlines. And some NFL news, a retirement in the NFL, and a quote that I think is getting far too much attention. But we'll give it some more attention in headlines. We'll do that coming up next.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.